Hey friend, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and today I'm coming with a short word of encouragement. I just want you to follow your heart, follow your mind, follow that discernment, that voice that you hear inside of you that's encouraging you to do positive things that will make and have positive impacts on your life. Do that thing, follow that voice, be the voice, and just do what you were put on this earth to do. Whatever higher power you believe in, wherever you pull your strength from, have that, let that be the place where you pull the strength for and do what is best for you to do. Do not allow anyone to be a hindrance in your life. Be that your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your children. It doesn't matter who this person is, to your grandparents, whatever stronghold that these people may have on you in your life, your spouse, of course, break it. We only go this way one time. We only get one life to live on this side of earth, and do not waste it on someone else. Spend it on yourself. Do what is best for you, because if you're not okay, you have nothing to give to anyone else. If your cup is not full, or if your cup is half full and you're constantly pouring into other people, you will have nothing left to give them. And then when your cup is empty, these same people that you have helped and poured into and poured out to will not come and replenish you and fill your cup. So friend, take your time, take a moment to yourself, pause, regroup, think about your life, what you have been through, what you have come from, what lessons you have learned from the good and the bad. And the bad, let's be thankful for the bad as well, because you know what? We learn lessons in the bad. So take the good with the bad, the crooked with the straight, and let's have a wonderful life. Let's not allow people who do not serve us to be in our life. And you are not wrong for cutting ties with people that you have children with, that may be your mother, that may be your father. Eliminate that guilt that you feel, that you have to be there for this person. The only person you have to be there for is yourself first and your children. If you made children and you brought children into this world, and if you're able to care for them, that was your responsibility that you took on when you said, okay, I'm going to have a child. Other than that, anyone outside of your children, you do not owe anything. You do not owe anything to anyone that is not fully dependent upon you. So that spouse that is taking you for granted and mistreating you, that family member who has abused you or who has neglected you or have not poured into you or who gives unsolicited advice that you did not ask for, telling you how you should live your life, when they are not an example of what to be, but an example of what not to be, why would you take advice from those people? Why would you listen to those people? It's lonely at the top. And why they say it's lonely at the top is because you have to go through a lot of BS to get to the top. And you have to weed out a lot of bad people. And once you realize that these people do not serve you, then you're able to go to the top. And when you get there, you notice that you're all alone. So it's a decision to be made. But your peace is worth more than that relationship. Your peace is worth more than that friendship. Your peace is worth more than that family ship. Just because you are related by blood does not mean you have to suffer. You are not Christ. You do not have to suffer in blood. If people do not serve you, let them go. Love them from a distance. Help them from a distance. You are not entitled just because you have more money, just because you had a job. You were afforded the same opportunities, the same 24 hours that they have. Just because they are in bad health, they're making bad food choices that is impacting their health. They're digging a grave with their own teeth, and they will not stop it. They will not stop it. That's not on you. They say that they can't walk and they can't do this and they can't do that, but yet they can go to the club. Yet they can still have sex. Yet they can fight. People do what it is that they want to do. I see people who have no arms and no legs and are out working and working jobs and are a benefit to society. Yet you will see someone that have both arms and both legs and all extremities, and they're saying, "I'm in so much pain. I can't. Woe is me," sitting, wanting something for free, looking for a handout. Don't be that person, and don't allow that person to make you feel guilt. They had the same 24 hours that you had, and they decided to take their 24 hours and do shit with it. That's not your fault. Doesn't matter if you are a millionaire, billionaire, quadrillionaire. You see millionaire and billionaire billionaires who their kids, they're not leaving them their money. It's like, oh, why wouldn't they leave them their money? It's not because they're bad children or they're bad parents or they don't want to help their... No, they're teaching their child a lesson that you have to do it on your own. No one's going to give you a handout. And if it's... And if they do give you a handout, like in the 48 Laws of Power, despise the free lunch. Despise it, because it comes with something. Oh, the rent is free. What kind of neighborhood is it in? Is it safe? Huh? But it's free, right? Oh, the free food. They're giving out free food. Where did it come from? Is it old? Is it expired? Is it injected with something? Oh, the free blankets. Oh, the free book bags. What does it come with? What will it cost you? Because nothing in life is free, and neither should your time, and neither should space in your mind and space in your heart. Do not continue to allow these people to take up space and take up your youth and take up your life, because again, nothing in life is free. Nothing. So be too expensive for the bullshit. Be too expensive. Be above it and have no regrets for it. Again, this is a mental health check. Do what's best for you. Don't worry about what they say, because you only get one life to live. And at the end of the day, That's all you have to do is worry about you and your dependents. Anybody else that is not with you, that's not on your same team, is against you. Okay? They're against you. I know that's your mama against you. I know that's your grandma against you. I know that's your cousin against you. They're jealous because you took all the hurt and pain and anger, and you took them lemons and you made lemonade, and now they salty. They thought it was sweet, but now they salty. Do you, friend, do you have no regrets? Live your best life. Live your best life. We don't know if there's an afterlife. So live your best life here. You did not come here to suffer. You did not come here to suffer. So live your best life. With no regret. You don't want to be older. And I can say this because I have worked in a nursing home with older people. And the only thing older people talk about is what they have done with their life. And you don't want to be a miserable old person sitting and have nothing to talk about but TV shows. You want to be a person that can talk about how you went to France, how you went to wherever you, how you did whatever it is you want to do. You lived your life to the fullest. And when you're old and you may not be able to move and you're kind of stationary, that you are not miserable because you can sit back and smile and know that you lived your life to the fullest and you had fun with no regret because everybody else is. So why do you feel guilty for doing the same? Take care of you, take care of your dependents, and that's all you can do. Again, this is Tia here with Tia Talks, and thanks for listening and for talking with me. Until next time, peace.